biggest concern going on in sports today is how young people
turn into attack dogs.
All right, Guy, being a target and or victim is really important to discuss. Number one, to identify if you feel you have been a target of such blogosphere, okay, or you've suffered as a victim. And so I want to go over some things that I thought about that I believe will help young people, especially student athletes and maybe even students themselves, but things that perhaps the parents don't know what's going on out there, and or other family members. They may be away at college, or they're too young to access the information that's out there, but the impact that this has on their life and what a distraction it is. If you are a victim and this has adversely affected how you see yourself in your present environment, talk to someone about it. A school counselor, a teammate you trust, a coach whom you trust with confidence in anything you share with them, a mentor, someone that is older who can feel your angst and pain over the experience. And finally, you can share this with your parent or parents. But be aware, they will defend your honor and rights always, and that you must trust their judgment and how they assess and react to your feelings about this awful experience. And they will stand by you, and they will defend your honor. Never forget the love and the trust and the loyalty of blood, your family. If you read about yourself and mean things appear, take a deep breath, say a little prayer to yourself, and ask for strength and guidance and how to react to this misrepresentation, and then address it accordingly. If it comes from within your team ranks, then it must be handled internally. By this I mean a team meeting, a call to order and discipline, defining once again what team means and how precious the experience of this bond, being a teammate to one another always. You may not like your teammates, but you must respect them always. Same holds true for your coaches. They may do things strangely and say off the wall crap to you or your teammates, but in the end, he or she is the coach, and we must respect their decisions. If you or your teammates wish to address this issue, please don't hesitate to email me or Guy or Jay Arnold with your thoughts, suggestions, and criticisms. Remember this, though. If you are growing stronger each day by the knowledge you gain from reading, writing, and observing, then don't impede this growth by surrounding yourself with unkind verbiage that attacks people. Final thought. Would you dog this person if you were asked to write their obituary? Didn't think so. Guy, what are your thoughts? Houston, we have a problem. Guy, are you there?
No, I'm just trying to soak it all in. This is a lot for anybody
to
soak
deep,
in.
It's pretty deep, isn't it?
It's very deep.
Yeah.
Especially coming from you, it's surprising.
Why?
Joking.
I'm sensitive now.
I know you are sensitive.
But you're looking at me and I'm looking at you, and that's what we're talking about. But when we're off the air, I want you to go back to what you just said. I'm hurt. I'm crushed. I need a whoopee cushion right now.
I think this is all really good advice, and I'm thinking of how it applies to teams that are going through these kinds of things right now. And it's tough on kids. They're fragile. They're just trying to find their way. They don't know who to trust a lot of the times. And with all the distractions and how confused they are with who they want to be, it gets harder and harder to find somebody from their peer group that they trust, because gee, is this guy maybe writing anonymously about me on these blogs? I don't know who to trust. So I think it's really important to have a mentor, somebody other than maybe your coach, your present coach. Don't count your parents, but find a couple of voices that you trust. Find a couple of voices that you trust and take their input, their wisdom, their advice to formulate your own sense of purpose and values, so that you can go forward and overcome derogatory comments made over the internet about you. Because as we mentioned off mic, when people start writing bad things about you, the next person who piles onto that is writing something even more negative.
That's right.
Most of the time, and it turns into a dirty snowball rolling downhill.
That's right.
And it gets out of control. So those are just my thoughts on what you've written here. It's a new era of strangeness in the athletic community of youth sports, I think.
I can't believe we're discussing disloyal teammates, classmates, ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends, teachers, coaches. I sure hope we get some feedback from someone out there, Guy. I'm ready for some methane particles. Are you?
Sure am.
All right.
We welcome any comments that you have regarding our podcast or the website. You can contact us at familysportslifetoday@gmail.com. Or you can leave a voicemail at 206-20-COACH. That's 206-202-6224.